Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Election Commission to issue notification today for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry. ECI orders major administrative reshuffle in West Bengal, appointing Dushyant Nariyala as the new chief secretary. 10 patients killed in a fire in ICU of SCB Medical College and Hospital in Cuttack district of Odisha this morning. Air India and Air India Express to operate 48 flights today amid rising tensions in West Asia. Member countries of International Energy Agency to release large amounts of emergency oil to tackle global prices. And 98th Academy Awards underway at Dolby Theatre in Los Angeles. And now the news in detail. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be issued today. Yesterday, the Election Commission of India had announced that assembly elections in Assam, Keralam, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, voting in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu, polling will take place on 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases, on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory.
The model code of conduct has come into force. I have already explained earlier that in a democratic setup, the state and central governments, in their own wisdom, can take any policy or any other decision which they feel is appropriate. But once the model code of conduct comes into operation, any decision which affects the outcome of the elections or works in a way of inducement is not allowed, and the model code of conduct has come into force just now.
Speaking about the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls, the exercise is being conducted under Article 326 of the Constitution to ensure that no eligible voter is left out and no ineligible person is included in the voters list.
Pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy. With this objective, the Special Intensive Revision is being conducted as per Article 326 of the Constitution to ensure that no eligible elector is left out, while no ineligible person is included in the electoral rolls.
Following the announcement of the schedule for assembly elections yesterday, the filing of nominations to the 30 assembly constituencies in Puducherry will begin today. Candidates can file their nominations from today till the 23rd of March, with 17 returning officers designated in the Union Territory. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 24th of March and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 26th of March. More from our correspondent.
Puducherry, being an expenditure-sensitive union territory from the election point of view, flying squads, static surveillance teams, video surveillance teams and rolling static surveillance teams have started functioning from yesterday. To address the growing challenge of misinformation and disinformation related to elections, the chief electoral officer has launched an initiative titled Maypurul 2.0, an enhanced version of the Maypurul initiative introduced during the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. The initiative aims to encourage the public to verify election-related information before sharing or believing forwarded messages. The chief electoral officer has also requested voters to lodge complaints regarding the violations of model code of conduct through the toll-free helpline number 1950 or through Sri Vigil mobile application. Added that voters can access the background information about candidates through the Know Your Candidate facility available on the ECINET platform. Bibinasnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
Our Guwahati correspondent has also filed a report.
The notification for the assembly elections of Assam is scheduled to be issued today by the Election Commission of India. Of the 126 seats, 9 have been reserved for the scheduled caste and 19 for the scheduled tribes. There are 2 crore 50 lakh voters and polling will be held at 31,486 polling stations across the state. Aminul Lakhjandar, Akashbani News, Guwahati.
The Election Commission has announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanish Kumar said the notification for by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued today and polling will be held on 9th of April.
There will be 8 by-elections, that is Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Nagaland and Tripura. And the schedule would be that the assembly constituencies for Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura, the polling will be held on 9th of April, and for the assembly constituencies of Gujarat and Maharashtra on 23rd. The counting shall be on 4th of May for all the cases.
The Election Commission of India or ECI has announced the transfer of senior officers in West Bengal government following the announcement of assembly elections in the state. In a letter, the commission said it has reviewed the poll preparedness for the general election to the Legislative Assembly and directs the transfers. It has directed that Dushyant Nariyala will be posted as Chief Secretary of the State Government in place of Nandini Chakraborty. Lok Sabha will take up discussion and voting today on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27. Besides, the discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare for 2026-27 is also listed in the business of the House. In the Rajya Sabha, the House is scheduled to take up the Appropriation Bill 2026 for consideration and return. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app.
Neha, your new car and that status. I wish I had taken commerce.
Who said CS is only for commerce students? I was from science stream myself.
Really? Even arts students can do it?
Absolutely. Anyone can pursue CS.
Why wait? Become a company secretary today. Start your corporate journey the right way. For detailed information, visit www.icsi.edu.
Welcome back to the morning news. In Odisha, at least 10 people were killed after a major fire broke out at the trauma care centre of SCB Medical College and Hospital in Cuttack in the early hours today. Around 11 hospital staff members sustained burn injuries while rescuing patients. Officials said the fire broke out around 3 this morning on the first floor of the trauma care department, reportedly due to a suspected short circuit. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, along with Health Minister of Odisha Mukesh Mahaling, rushed to the spot and reviewed the situation. The Chief Minister announced an ex gratia of 25 lakh rupees for the next of the kin of each deceased and directed officials to ensure proper treatment of the injured. Most of the deceased were patients admitted to the trauma care ICU. Following the incident, fire safety systems were activated and 3 fire tenders were pressed into service to control the blaze. The Indian Embassy in Doha has announced that Qatar Airways will operate 3 more flights to India over the next 2 days, connecting New Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi. The embassy said it is coordinating with local authorities and Qatar Airways to help stranded Indian nationals and emergency cases. Amid rising tensions in West Asia following war between Israel, the United States and Iran, Air India and Air India Express will operate 48 flights to and from the region today. These include 10 flights between Indian cities and Jeddah and 12 flights to and from Muscat. In a press release, Air India said it will operate 1 return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will operate 1 flight each from Bengaluru, Kozhikode and Mangalore. Air India Express will also operate 12 scheduled flights to and from Muscat, with 1 service each from Delhi, Kannur, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram, and 2 services from Kochi. SpiceJet is also operating special flights from Fujairah in the United Arab Emirates to India and also a special flight from Dubai to Pune. Gulf Air said some flights are operating through King Fahad International Airport in Dammam because airspace over Bahrain is closed. The International Energy Agency IEA said its member countries will release large amounts of oil from emergency reserves to help lower global prices. In a statement, the agency said countries in Asia and Oceania will start releasing oil immediately, while reserves from Europe and America will begin to be released at the end of this month. It said this coordinated move is the largest emergency oil release ever, providing a strong buffer for global supply. The IEA announced that it will release about 400 million barrels of oil, which is more than double the 182.7 million barrels released in 2022 after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The 90th Academy Awards concluded at the Dolby Theatre in Los Angeles, bringing together some of the biggest names in the film industry to celebrate the year's best achievements in cinema. The event saw several major wins. Best Picture was awarded to One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, which has received 13 nominations and won 6 awards in total. Paul Thomas Anderson won Best Director for the same film. Best Actor went to Michael Jordan for Sinners. Best Actress was awarded to Jessie Buckley for her performance in Hamnet. In other key categories, Sinners won Best Cinematography and Best Original Score, while One Battle After Another secured Best Editing. The Best Sound Award went to F1, Best Production Design to Frankenstein, and Best Visual Effects to Avatar, Fire and Ash. The IMD has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorm at isolated places over Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till tomorrow. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. The stage getting set for high-stake contest in assembly elections gets coverage by all the dailies today. Hindustan Times writes, 4 states, 1 union territory gear up for April poll battles, verdict on May 4. The Indian Express says, contest kicks off, Bengal to vote in 2 phases, others 1. As another Indian ship heads for home from Gulf, the Times of India headline writes, LPG panic, booking eases, online orders up after crash. War in Gulf is spreading ripples across the business. The Economic Times says Trump war cry likely to keep indices rupee edgy this week. The Times Business writes companies hit pause on IPO button as West Asia conflict rages on. The Hindu Business Line states prolonged West Asia crisis deals multiple blows to exporters. In a first, India to map its manuscript heritage from today. Launching a 3-month-long nationwide survey is another headline in the Times of India. An editorial in the Indian Express under the headline Shift to Seva Teerth, a quiet historical correction, refers about the shedding of the colonial mindset which dominated visually and psychologically through the imposing North and South blocks. The relocation of Prime Minister's office to Seva Bhavan represents shifting the grammar of governance from command to service, ensuring that citizens find government offices accessible and non-imposing. It rearticulates what Bharat as a nation-state stands for. And finally, in a quiet shift on India's factory floors, rewriting the country's manufacturing story, Financial Express cites nearly 1 lakh young women now working for the iPhone factory for global markets under the headline Women Power, India's iPhone Manufacturing. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission to issue notification today for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. ECI orders major administrative reshuffle in West Bengal, appointing Dushyant Nariala as the new chief secretary. 10 patients killed in a fire in ICU of SCB Medical College and Hospital in Cuttack district of Odisha this morning. Air India and Air India Express to operate 48 flights today amid rising tensions in West Asia. Member countries of International Energy Agency to release large amounts of emergency oil to tackle global prices. And 98th Academy Awards announced. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.